Missy is 89.1 WEMU and a happy Earth Day to you. I'm David Fair and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The health of our planet is dependent on water. Our lakes, rivers, creeks, and streams are vital to our very existence. Along many of our natural waterways, we've constructed dams. We use them to create lakes and ponds. We redirect river flow. We can use them to generate hydroelectric energy. This year's theme of Earth Day is Our Power, Our Planet. And as we move through 2026, our elected officials in Lansing and some of our local officials in Washtenaw County are taking a look at policy and funding and weighing the worth of these dams versus the environmental and ecological costs. Now, what was that going to mean in our community? Our guest today is going to help us get a better handle on it. Rebecca Esselman is the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and thank you so much for being here, and happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day, David. Glad to be here.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they learn just how many dams populate the Huron River watershed. I think it's over 100, isn't it?
There are about 100 dams in the Huron River watershed, yes.
Now, I've heard talk in some circles that as an organization, the Huron River Watershed Council is opposed to all dams. Now, through the conversations I've had with you and others in the council throughout the years, the priority resides in dealing with functionality, and getting rid of obsolete dams, and those that have been deemed environmentally and ecologically harmful. But just to clarify, what is the council's position on dams in the watershed?
You summed it up well, David. And of course, a dammed river is an impaired river. They are flowing water systems, so it's hard to think about a good dam from the perspective of ecological health. On the other hand, there are different priorities for our waterways, including hydropower, recreation, et cetera, and we do have dams on our river. Some of them are really great candidates for removal and for river restoration. Others are not and may not be for a long time.
Well, of the 100-plus dams in the watershed, how many do you think should be removed?
I don't have a number for you, David. However, there's 17 dams on the main stem of the Huron River. Some of those are really highly utilized impoundments. Impoundments are the lakes that are built behind a dammed river. So those are not good candidates for removal. There are a few additional ones on the main stem that would be great to see removed and more free-flowing river restored. But where I'd see a lot of opportunity is with our small dams on our tributary streams. Some of these are relics of, agriculture, maybe cattle, and they have no use anymore. They're in disrepair, and it might just be a single property owner that has one of these, impeding the flow of a stream. So I think there's quite a lot that fall into that category if we wanted to tackle small dam removal.
Our Earth Day edition of WEMU's Issues of the Environment continues, and we're talking dams with Huron River Watershed Council Executive Director Rebecca Esselman. Let's talk value, and as an example, perhaps look to Ann Arbor. The Barton and Superior dams in Ann Arbor generate hydroelectric power. Barton Pond is the primary source of drinking water in Ann Arbor. The Argo and Geddes Dam no longer generate power, but there are arguments as to the different values they create. How do you view and assess the value of these impoundments?
I'd say that's a pretty subjective equation there, depending on your perspective. You know, we had a conversation maybe a decade ago about the fate of Argo Dam and the crew team's practice there. And from their perspective, there was an incredibly high value assigned to maintaining that impoundment. Again, from HRWC's perspective, we were pro-removal in that case because we saw an opportunity for river restoration. So it really does depend on which stakeholder you are and which value you assign. And this is what makes dam removals and dam-related projects very difficult and complicated.
It is kind of a tangled web of local and state regulations, different municipalities with differing local priorities, environmental and ecological concerns, wrapped in financial and funding uncertainties. What role does the Rivershed Council play in trying to bring all of these factors together in a way that allows for sound decision-making?
We spend a lot of time at the Huron River Watershed Council engaging with dam owners, and the way we engage with them varies a lot depending on their needs. So in the case of Ypsilanti at Peninsulas Dam, where they are pursuing active removal of a dam, we're engaged as a partner on the removal process and fundraising partner and restoration of the river. So it's a long-term relationship. In other capacities, we work with dam operators to ensure that those operators know each other, know the river system, and are working together to improve or reduce risk to public safety. So we have a lot of different ways that we coordinate with our dams throughout the watershed.
And coordination is a key word. As we look at the state level, is there proposed legislation coming in our near future that may address some of the concerns when it comes to dams and to the overall health of not only the Huron River watershed, but our waters throughout the state?
I sure hope so. Representative Bill Schuette, based out of Midland, recently introduced House Bill 5485. This is a piece of legislation that we've been expecting for some time. We recognized after the Midland Dam failures in 2020, that gave us a really high-profile event that showed just how catastrophic it could be if a dam failed. The dam in that situation was one that had fallen into disrepair. And we were aware of that and didn't have backing legislation or funding to really require the dam owner at the time to maintain that dam in a way that was that kept it safe and the communities downstream of it safe. So in the years that have followed, there was a dam safety task force that was assembled to make recommendations to the state of Michigan about how to strengthen the state's ability to oversee our dams. And that is manifesting in this House bill.
And I sense that we are starting to see more and more bipartisanship when it comes to addressing the impacts of an ever-changing climate and when things like the Edenville and Sanford dams collapse occurred. It makes everyone look together to find solutions that best serve what is yet to come.
I agree. And you know the old adage, never waste a good catastrophe.
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's well stated.
It is unfortunate that that's often the case, but it really does put a fine point on what the risks are, what the expenses are, what the risks could be. And you're right, this is bipartisan legislation, and it does things like strengthen the planning, inspection, and maintenance requirements on the state's 1,000 regulated dams. It requires dam owners to prove that they have adequate funding for repairs. This was a real issue in Midland and is often the issue. It is something that came up for us in the Ypsilanti community too. A lot of times these dams are handed to a municipality when it's past its original use, and we don't fully understand the cost and the expenses associated with owning and maintaining those dams over time. The other thing it does is the legislation will reevaluate the risk level of dams using more current data. So this is timely, but we are seeing larger storms throughout Michigan right now, and it's really taxing our dam infrastructure in northern Michigan. So this reassessment of risk level will update that assessment based on, you know, current weather patterns and then growth in population and infrastructure that are downstream of these dams and in harm's way should there be a failure.
Well, you brought up the Peninsular Paper Dam in Ypsilanti. It has been slated for removal. Do we have any updates on the schedule of that planned removal?
We are currently aiming for removal in the summer of 2027. We have a couple of assessments remaining to do this year, including an archaeological assessment. We're continuing to work to protect the mussel population downstream of the dam this summer, and some additional planning. But 2027 is the date we are looking toward.
Well, we will follow along with that and see where this proposed legislation goes. And for today, we thank you so much for spending a part of your Earth Day with us.
You're welcome, David. Have a great Earth Day.
That is Rebecca Esselman. She is Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council and has been our guest for an Earth Day edition of Issues of the Environment. For more information on the topic, stop by our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.